When asking a question in English, we often add the word do. For example, David sees the ball. But when we ask a question, we say, David, do you see the ball? Or if we're talking to another person, we might say, does David see the ball? This extra word is not needed in Hebrew. For instance, David, do you see the ball in Hebrew would be what?
David, אתה רואה את הכדור? David, אתה רואה את הכדור?
However, if the question lends itself to a yes-no answer, Israelis often add the word
האם, האם.
If you know it's going to be a yes-no question, how would you say, David, do you see the ball?
David, האם אתה רואה את הכדור? David, האם אתה רואה את הכדור?
The Hebrew word for from is
min, min.
In English, we have contractions such as does not becomes don't and cannot becomes can't. In Hebrew, min contracts to
mi
and is usually prefixed onto the noun. So, for example, in the phrase from the tree,
min ha'etz.
This is to correct to say from the tree, but most people would say
me'ha'etz, me'ha'etz.
So the word min can stand alone as a separate word, as in the phrase from the tree.
Min ha'etz.
That's correct, but most people would shorten this or use a contraction and say
me'ha'etz.
So the word min switches to may. Repeat the phrase that means from the tree.
Me'ha'etz.
If you were David, how would you say, I see the ball in the house?
אני רואה את הכדור בבית. אני רואה את הכדור בבית.
If you were David, how would you say, I see the ball from the tree?
אני רואה את הכדור מהעץ. אני רואה את הכדור מהעץ.
When you are asked a yes or no question, you can answer
לא
for no or
כן
for yes. If you were Sarah, how would you say, yes, I see the ball?
כן, אני רואה את הכדור. כן, אני רואה את הכדור.
Do you remember the helper verb we learned earlier that means he likes or he loves?
אוהב.
How do you say David likes to play with his ball?
David אוהב לשחק עם הכדור שלו. David אוהב לשחק עם הכדור שלו.
Another helper verb is
יכול, יכול,
which means in English can or is able to. Repeat.
David יכול. David יכול.
And now how would you say the same thing for Sarah in the feminine form?
Sarah יכולה. Sarah יכולה.
How would you ask David if he is able to play?
David, אתה יכול לשחק?
Did you notice how you asked the question to David? So you used the word ata. So again, repeat, how would you ask David if he is able to play? You would say, David, are you able to play?
David, אתה יכול לשחק? David, אתה יכול לשחק?
How would you ask Sarah if she is able to play? And you address the question to Sarah.
Sarah, את יכולה לשחק? Sarah, את יכולה לשחק?
The Hebrew word for the infinitive verb to find is
למצוא. למצוא.
Pretend to be David and say, I am not able to find the ball.
אני לא יכול למצוא את הכדור. אני לא יכול למצוא את הכדור. אני לא יכול למצוא את הכדור.
Now try saying, David cannot find the ball.
דוד לא יכול למצוא את הכדור. דוד לא יכול למצוא את הכדור.
How about Sarah cannot find the house?
שרה לא יכולה למצוא את הבית. שרה לא יכולה למצוא את הבית. שרה לא יכולה למצוא את הבית.